Welcome to episode 1256 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to talk to you about the muck. That's right, the muck, the dirt, the grime, the mess. And this is top of mind for me because it's relevant. It's real-time stuff. It's real life we're talking about. You might have heard earlier this week that I was promoting and sharing an event that I created called Clutch, The Psychology of Success. With that in mind, it was exciting for me. I went to work on it with one little bit of inspired thought and taking the immediate action afterwards. But in my calculation, there was something critical that I missed. A critical piece being the win-win communicator, you would think, right, as an expectation, as a possibility, that I would be able to direct people in the right places to do it. So in my mind, I thought creating a LinkedIn event, creating a Facebook event would be the way to get people's eyes on it and let them know that this is happening and when to go and when to attend, right? Very simple, point blank, period. What I miscalculated was recognizing that through my own Zoom event that I made up, right, you had to register for it, that didn't get communicated to people who wanted to attend. So there's folks I saw on LinkedIn saying, hey, I'm going to be attending this thing. And then as was time for the event, right, 9 o'clock start, nobody's there. Crickets. I'm going live a couple times, messing up, thinking, all right, maybe I have to use it on StreamYard and do this and that. And it was a beautiful, wonderful lesson for me that, oh, I have to keep directing the action. Not that anything's wrong with people, but if I'm not clear in where I'm sending them to go, if I'm not clear in telling them what to do, then they're not going to be able to follow that and execute. How much is that happening in leadership? In a business, an organization, someone has a great idea and it doesn't trickle down clearly to everyone else, and they may be feeling frustrated. They may be wondering, what the heck is going on? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with them? All of this finger pointing when the solution is simple. Don't make a mess in the first place. Slow down and be intentional. Be thoughtful about what's going on and how are you going to get this message, this request out to who are your intended audience. So with all that said and done, you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future, you control your freedom, and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.